Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Hello, and welcome to Do We, Don't We? The LaPorte County Public Library's podcast. My name's Greg Coulter, and I'm here with Jenny Minnick and Sarah Harrison.
Hi, Greg.
And we're going to talk a little bit about our library of things. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves a bit more and say what your favorite item is in our library of things?
Sure. Is it like what I did on summer vacation?
Absolutely like that.
Okay, great. So my name is Jenny Minnick, and I'm a youth librarian here at LaPorte County Public Library. So a library of things can be made up of just about anything. Here at LaPorte County Public Library, we've taken a lot of community input to get ideas for what the public wants from their library. So my favorite thing is probably the night sky binocular. So families can check out our STEAM kit, night sky binoculars, and they can take it with them. And there's books in there, and they can study the night sky together as a family and really have an experience. And you know, it would be maybe a little bit expensive to go out and purchase your own night sky binoculars, but you can borrow them from the library for free.
And my name is Sarah Harrison. I am also a youth librarian here at the library. And like Jenny said, these are some great opportunities for families and for individuals for learning. My personal favorite are the sharing kits, which usually have books. They have some form of hands-on activity with them, and a lot of them currently have these pretty cool tablets that have games related to the subject as well, so they're pretty great.
What's your favorite, Greg?
I really like those Wi-Fi hotspots that we've got. Those can be really helpful. I know there's a lot of ways to explain what the uses of those are, because it's just one of those things that everybody's got something they want to do different with it. But if you're going on a vacation and you know that you don't want to spend $40 at the airport for four people to have internet for half an hour.
What if you want to FaceTime someone, Greg?
You could FaceTime someone with this. Yeah.
Hey, what if you've got an e-learning day?
You could turn on that TV show that keeps your toddler quiet.
What if you've got an e-learning day coming up and you don't have, you know, great internet access at your home? You know, mm-hmm. Parts of our county folks don't have internet. So it's a way to just remove that barrier of internet access and connectivity for people.
So that's just you check it out from the library and then you bring it back in a week and you've enjoyed some nice internet without having to worry about whatever data plan you've got on your phones. It's just
absolutely
free for you at delivery.
And you know, when we talk about this idea of a library of things, it's really about doing the thing that the library's always done in the community, which is provide equitable access to education, right? So what do people in our community need to thrive? Right now it's different than what it was, you know, a decade or two decades ago. People need not just to be literate, they need to be digitally literate. They need to have...
What do you mean by digitally literate?
Well, they need to... You just unpacked a lot there, Greg.
Whoopsie.
So there are... digital literacy encompasses a lot of different areas. So people need to know how to discern reliable resources on the web. You know, people need to be able to use technology effectively. People need to understand how to access internet resources. So that all goes into digital literacy, and we can help people do that here at the library, but it goes beyond our walls. So we want to lend things so that people can have an experience at home as well, kits.
Mm-hmm. Where did the idea for having these kits come from? I know the sharing kits are a little bit older than the other two, but
sure. Well, sharing kits we've had for decades. The sharing kits are really geared toward your early literacy age group, your birth through about, what do you think, age 7 or 8?
Yeah.
So there's a collection of books on a specific topic, for example, butterflies and insects. And so then in that kit, there will be some sort of hands-on experience as well as the books. STEAM kits are more recent and curriculum kits are more recent. And it really came from the public asking us, hey, can I borrow that? Can I take that with me? We would have classes here at the library where we were teaching about things like computer science and robotics, and they'd say, great, can I take it home? Can I check it out? So we wanted to come up with a way to make that happen.
Yeah, I know that when I'd go to those classroom visits, the kids would all like see the Korg and they'd be like, can I play with this sometime? I really want to play with this. I want to take this home with me. Where do I get one?
Yeah, why don't you explain what the Korg is?
The Korg is a way that kids can learn about what sound is and manipulate sound with like some buttons and some a little bit of like learning about circuitry by plugging in a battery to an output with a command between the two. And we'd do that. We'd go out to the classrooms with the second graders, and they'd play with this really cool kit, and then we'd be like, okay, time to go. And they'd ask, like, can we get that? Like, is this on Amazon? Can my mom buy this for me? But no, like, they can come into the library. They can play with it here. They can check it out. They can put a reserve on it and have it at home for a month.
Okay. We haven't really talked about curriculum kits much yet. Sarah, do you want to talk about those a little bit?
So curriculum kits are more like classroom sets. You get a couple different, you get more in it in terms of how many of the material you get, or the robots, or whatever it is that you're looking at. The curriculum kits are based specifically on a Indiana standard and what kind of materials you can use. These are really encouraged for teachers or homeschool families, but they can be checked out by anybody with an adult library card.
Do you guys have a favorite curriculum kit?
Oh, I'm all about that Sphero.
The Sphero, I know. Why don't you explain what a Sphero is?
So a Sphero is a robot that you can use to teach either basic robotics or there's also apps that work really well with Sphero to teach coding, like that old game from the 80s.
Yeah.
That original video game, you can make a pong game out of Sphero.
There's so much you can do with it. You can set up a skate park. It's essentially a rolling robotic ball that you can program to change colors. But you can do really basic things and really advanced things, and the kids really love it. Sarah, do you have a favorite?
I really like the Lego WeDos. I think it's really fun. You get to actually build the things and then code them to do what you're wanting it to, which I enjoy.
I really like that one too.
Yeah,
it's a fun one.
Which one's your favorite curriculum kit?
I don't know. I just love them all. It's like when people ask you, like, who's your favorite child? I think Cubelets are definitely my new favorite because they're magnetic blocks that are really clear with their curriculum. Robots are machines that can sense, think, and act, and then the blocks are color-coded, which ones are sensors, your inputs, which ones are the action ones, your outputs, and the processing ones are think. And, like, super young kids just, like, really get into them, and there's this tactile hands-on component. Yeah, I think Cubelets are my new favorite, but I could probably
I think
talk about any of them that way.
Sitting down with the Cubelets too, just like you put them in front of a group of adults and you just start attaching pieces to other things and they start moving in weird ways.
Yeah, it's such a tinkering thing too, and there's so much creativity that comes out of it as well. I think
we keep talking about these kits for kiddos. Can adults check them out too?
Everybody at all stages can learn something from these kits. Age really doesn't matter. There's so much more to learn, to discover, and that's what libraries are for nowadays.
Wow, guys, it sounds like this Library of Things has a little bit for everybody.
It really does. I hope some people got some ideas for things they'd like to come in and borrow, and you can always give us a call, 362-6156, or shoot us an email via the contact us form at laportelibrary.org.
You've been listening to the LaPorte County Public Library's Do We, Don't We, the podcast that shows you what libraries have beyond the books. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify to catch our new episodes.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.